much money should your man make a year, Heather?
8 figures.
8 figures. Okay, so that's $10 million.
Yeah.
How much do you want your man to make?
I would like, yeah, like a successful entrepreneur who is making more money than me.
The minimum baseline is a six-figure man. Minimum.
Yeah.
You guys are comfortable with being delusional.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not delusional. I've dated a guy whose house was 8 figures.
Have you ever dated a guy who makes $10 million a year?
Oh, please. I've dated brokies.
Now, if that guy makes $10, $20 million a year, how comfortable would you be if he cheated on you every once in a while? Not all the time, but once a year. Heather, I love you, baby, but I'm going on a business trip. By the way, I made $10 million this year. You like your G-Wagon that you're driving.
I mean,
you like the mansion.
That's how it is.
So you're okay with that?
I agree, that is how it is. But there's a payoff for everything.
So you are comfortable with it?
If I'm driving a G-Wagon, I'd rather cry in a G-Wagon.
Analyzing the dating matrix has been so fascinating in recent times because you are seeing before your very eyes the changes and the expectations that people have out there. And I always go back to this. I think women are the gatekeepers when it comes to sex and intimacy, which is what have men doing the things they do when it comes to courting, when it comes to trying to get your attention. But men hold the keys to the relationship and marriage eventually. That's the way it works. No matter how you want to look at it in our society, that's the way it is. Women are the gatekeepers of intimacy. They're going to see if you're worth it because they want to see if you are a viable long-term option. And I understand that. I totally understand that. That doesn't bother me at all. But I think what I've seen in being more blatant than ever before, I've talked about hypergamy, but it is a very blatant display of women picking the man's ability to pay for a lifestyle, and they're willing to compromise on their moral compass, okay? So it's not about picking a person that fits to their style. That's part of it, but they're not going to tolerate unless you have a certain price that you give. So what I mean by that, like in that clip that I played you in the beginning, it was about a woman on a panel talking about, and you know, the thing about women is real funny. They don't have, for the most part, if you throw 10 women out there that are regular women and stuff like that, I would say half of them don't have a clue about finances, about how it works to make investments, how compound interest works, and what vehicles to use, and what are the pros and cons of stocks versus real estate versus starting your own business versus creating an idea and patenting and trademarking and so on and so forth. Like, they don't have any idea about any of that, right? They don't know that, you know, the interest and inflation, how it devalues your currency, and the limits, and how you have to do all these different skill sets to protect your money. They don't have a clue about that. Some of them do. I know some that are very awesome about that, right? But a lot of them in relationships, especially in the beginning, they have no clue about it. So when you hear them talking about what their expectations are, it is hilarious to me because they want men that are able to provide a lifestyle. That's why I talked about it in the prior podcast about my statistics. Like, I'm less than 1%, but I, out there in the world, I'm viewed as like this person. Now, I could, you know, like a person that's less than average, right? But I always tell my friends, like, look, if I was to get a Mercedes and if I was to be flaunting out there every time I traveled or did things or show off a watch or shoes, you know, just kind of do it up for social media, then it's a different story. But then it's because, like, they're levitated to that. So with women, I feel that they just want to be taken care of at the end of the day. They don't want to worry about bills. They don't have to do a man's world. It's interesting because I was reading this article recently about how women are getting paid. Hold on for a second. I'm going to try to look it up, but it was, you know, information out there is from all over the place, but that's how I felt. I truly felt that women were just as equal as us. I don't think that the only world I can see where women, where men make more women on a consistent basis is from sports, because the viewership of sports is more than women, right? That's one that's very obvious. But it says here, U.S. women now make, I got this from Wealth page. U.S. women now make as much more than men in half the marriages. So in 50% of the U.S. marriages, women earn as much or more than their husbands, making a significant change from 50 years ago when only 11% of couples had equal salaries. You know, and I that's the times that we're in. I mean, like, when I hear about women complaining and these feminists complaining about equal rights, I'm saying to myself, outside of sports, outside of heavy lifting, outside of fields specifically that women have no interest in, I mean, if you're not being aggressive about it, then yeah, you're not going to get paid. Because if you don't, like, I was talking to somebody this week, and we were talking about a promotional opportunity, and I was letting them know, hey, you got to do these things. You have to be aggressive. You have to send a reminder. Like, I opened the door for you. I went ahead and talked to certain people, and now you're going to have to reiterate what we talked about and make sure, because that's the problem with, like, a lot of women. I feel they're just more submissive or not trying to create problems when it comes to work. It's funny because women want to be controlling in the household and everything you do with your man, but outside of that, they're very submissive and they don't give any bite back a lot of times. So it's, you know, I was letting this person know that, hey, you have to go ahead and reach out and let them know and reiterate what we talked about and toot your own horn a little bit. I'm not a person that toots my own horn, but I know if I'm trying to get a promotion, if I'm trying to make more money, my boss will let you know. Like, I've tooted my own horn. I don't like doing it for the world. I don't like the attention of, look at me, I'm X, Y, and Z, or I have this on my resume. No. But if I'm trying to prove that I want that type of money or that I want that opportunity, I'm going to let you know about it. Right. But it's good to know that, you know, that we've come to times where I feel women can choose, and I'm going to tell this to my daughter when she's old enough. It's like, the beautiful thing about you being a woman is that you have multiple roads to go in, okay? You can go the conventional route where you can be a wife at home, or you could just stay and have the man take care of your lifestyle, and you do it, you know, and you guys have a partnership, but at the end, you know, what he says goes, right? Or you can have a 50-50. Where, okay, you have your career and your things that you like to do, and you guys work as a partnership, or you could be this bucking bronco like Minnow, right? And go out and live the world, and as long as you take care of yourself, you know how to handle yourself and all that, then it's great, right? I mean, whatever. You could be vice president. You could be president of the United States if you really wanted to. So, like, the limits that women had, let's just say 100 years ago, nowhere to be found now. Outside of, obviously, going to the NBA, because you're going to get smoked by LeBron, 38-year-old LeBron. You know what I'm saying? So it's understood there's certain fields where, you know, women are going to excel, and women are going to excel in nursing over men. Because when it comes to nurturing, when it comes to that field, there's more of a demand. Like, I don't want a male nurse. You know, like, I want to have a female nurse. It's nice, gentle, it's kind of motherly in a way, or as motherly as she can be, because, you know, those fucking industries break them down, right? So, but you get my point, is that there's an understanding of the path you're going. And I feel with women, it's weird, because you see them now more than ever just having a pure misunderstanding of what they offer versus what they can receive. Because it goes back to social media, it goes back to technology. Like, right now on Facebook, guys are hitting girls' inboxes all the time. Like, if you're half date, if you're like a six or above, and you're wearing something nice that's not objectifying, but it's showing you have nice boobs, showing you have a pretty face, or showing you have nice feet, there's gonna be guys that are constantly gonna be checking in. Hey, what's going on? How you doing, love? Hope you have a great day. Because it doesn't take much effort to stay in this day and age, to be persistent, to stay in somebody's, because that's the way some guys look at it. Some guys look at it as a patient game, and they'll have 100 leads out there and they'll just wait it out. I'd stopped all that. I said I'm not doing any of that. I've gone to an extreme now where I'm not messaging anybody unless they message me. I don't care. I'm not doing that in any way, shape, or form, because I already know that you're expecting that kind of attention. And seriously, I need to feel the attention being mutual, you know? And I you know, even with women, like, this the logic thinking. I was reading this at the Post where the guy was like, look, you plan and I pay. Meaning you plan for the trips and then I pay for it. And I'm like, well, that makes sense, right? That's like a good equal partnership. And you have women out there, it's like, why is it so hard for you, for the man, to plan the trip? On top of us paying for the experience, on top of us having our own job, on top, it's like, if you want to have, because men are, in my opinion, men are more routine. Men are easily entertained behind a computer, fixing the car, doing whatever the fuck we do, working on the business. It's like, we don't need much to keep us entertained. Like, unlike women, women get bored. Like, women, after some time, don't get me wrong, I get bored too, right? When it comes to certain parts of me, I get bored. I get bored with very lame conversation. Like, if I'm not able to learn from you, or you're not able to expand my brain and my thought process, I don't want to talk to you. That's just boring, okay? But with women, it's like this constant need, because the moment they get in a routine, they get bored. The moment it's like, start the prison time. That's how they feel, like, oh my God, I'm in self-imposed prison. I can't be in this. And that's where they go the routes that they go in. And it's a nonstop party. Like, when a woman, I see a profile and it just says a woman wants to go to concerts, travel, hiking and all that shit, I'm like, I'm out. I'm not doing that every fucking free weekend I have. No, like, I'm not going out for drinks every free weekend. No, like, I'm not doing any of that. So that's the problem with that mindset. But when I was, you know, just talking about this post where you have a guy saying, look, I'm going to pay for everything. If you want to go to Jamaica, then plan it out, because it's not me wanting to go to Jamaica. It's you. It's you wanting to go to Europe. It's not me. It's you mostly. Because you get fucking bored. So, you know, when I'm making this money to pay for that trip, for that experience, or paying for most of it, can you just go ahead and set up whatever it is you want to fucking do? Because I don't fucking care what we do. I really don't care. I may want to do one thing. Yeah, if I go to Europe, I'd be like, yeah, you know, maybe I want to go see the Big Ben. That's it. Just walk around Big Ben. Maybe use something there that, you know, just English tradition. You know, or go to Germany and Oktoberfest. Just do that. Just do that for a day. I'm cool. Just to say I did it. But I don't need this fucking logistics or itinerary of everything that we're doing. That's you. So you plan it out. And there's women that were complaining about it. And I'm like, wow, really? Like, if you're complaining that much about our part in it, something that simple. Because at the end, I've been in those relationships. Trust me. I've been in those relationships where I have planned everything and I have paid for everything. And you know what happens? There's always a complaint that happens. And you know what I did? I said, you know what? Since you're the one always complaining, even though I'm paying, even though I'm planning it, and you want to sit here and complain about the efforts and about what I did and how you didn't like it, or the first thing that comes to mind is negative shit, then you plan it from A to Z. I cut out the check. And I know that you were not going to fucking complain. And guess what happened? That person didn't plan anything in the future. Didn't plan anything anymore. Because, and I told them, it's not that I don't want to do it. But if you're going to sit there, I'm not a mind reader, okay? I know you women get excited when the man does exactly what you need them to do. Unfortunately, because we're having work, we have so much stress in our minds, a lot of us don't know. Like, I was watching this video of a dad with three kids, and they're asking questions out in public, and the mom knew all the answers to the kids, but the dad didn't know. But I understood, because I'm not that kind of parent. I know everything, or as much as I know about my child as she allows me to know. But it's like, he's probably busy working, taking care of three kids, and then you having to do shit around the house, and then you have, like, it's a never-ending job. Like, and I understand with women it is, but we have to provide at the end of the day, most men have to provide for their families. That's what it is, okay? We don't have the privilege to just sit back and enjoy and be in a position of being taken care of. That's what I was saying about the two out of the three. When in the prior podcast, I talked about I'll give you two out of the three. I'll pay for your bills. I'll let you be controlling, and I'll let you be prudish in intimacy. You could be two out of the three. You can't be all three. I'll let you have two out of the three. So if you're asking me to pay for your lifestyle and you're asking to be the controlling one, then you know what it is, right? But that's the problem, is that women are not being realistic. And I'm not saying to kick yourself down, ladies. I'm just saying be honest with yourself, right? Like, if you're going after a guy that you see, wow, this guy is criteria-wise, like, this is above my pay grade. That's like me dating someone above my pay grade. I'm not going to treat them like they're below me. I'm like, I understand that where I stand in the hierarchy of attraction. I believe I understand it. You know, I'm like above average, but I'm not elite because I'm my age, because I've been already married, and because I already have a kid, right? Those are the three big red flags. Now, if I was to be 35-year-old, single, no kids, and have everything I have, I'm prime me and in shape, you know, abs and all that. Good luck. You know, like I'm getting somebody that's very elite. So you got to understand where you fall on that scale and matches it. But a lot of women don't do that because the attention they're getting is amplified, and they're not realizing that that it's on an illusion. Because when what happens is that men are going to tell you what you want to hear, because guess, like I said, they want access to sex. They want to taste your ass. You know, they want to, I don't mean that literally, but you know, they want to check, taste the goods. They want to taste the goods. They want to taste what it's all about. Okay. That's the way it is. I'm sorry. That's biology. Like, when a man's talking to a woman, if a woman wants to say, come over tonight, he'll come over. He may not want to keep a relationship with you. It's not about getting a man, women. It's about how do you get a relationship. And the sooner you understand that it's easy to get sex, right? But how do you get a relationship, right? It's going to somebody. I think the key, and I'll leave with this, like the key to getting in a relationship, it's not hard for women, is if you get somebody that you know is above, that they know that you're above their pay grade, they're not going to go anywhere. That's the key. Like if you are, because don't get me wrong, there's some men that make some dumb decisions, right? That still they'll get an elite package, like Jay-Z. Like Jay-Z has no business being Beyonce, none. Like that is one of the most beautiful women, you know, as far as, no doubt about it, right? I mean, naturally beautiful, whatever you want to call it. That dude, if he was a regular dude, you know what would happen, right? I mean, it's just the fact that he was famous and all that, but it was still above his pay grade. It's still above his pay grade. So it's like, but with women, it's like, if you get a man that, and you take care of yourself and you're fit and you take care of the man in whatever ways he wants, and the visual of what you provide is above, like you are the best version. I'm not saying you have to be have all this cosmetic done on you, but if you try to be the best version that you are as a woman, taking care of your body, doing the best, it doesn't matter if you have stretch marks, it doesn't matter if you have a C-section cut, that doesn't matter. As long as you do the best version of being yourself, when you get that man that's a little bit below that, you know you could do better than, and that man is really all over you, that man, I'm telling you, like he's gonna go nuts over you. Like, you're not gonna have a problem keeping a relationship or being in a relationship. But if you're not taking care of yourself, and if you're not mentally all there, you know, and I think that's the key for women. Like, if you want a relationship, pick somebody that is like below that knows that they're above their pay grade. You know, if I was to date some hot 10, I know that's above my pay grade. I know it. So I'm gonna do my part. You know, I'm going to do my part to make sure that I don't lose that, because in my head, I know I'm not going to get anything at this level anytime soon. And ladies, if you're not at that level, if you don't have any of that confidence, then work on that. Just like men have to work on themselves. Just like with me, if I want to be like at a higher tier than I am now, I'm going to work out. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to make more money. It's really, I know it sucks, but that's the way of the world, and we need to keep it that way, because there should be a system of reward for you doing your best to maintain to be at a certain status. And that's what some of these women in the clip in the beginning got to. It was that, you know, hey, I'm willing to deal with a cheating guy, I mean, that's part of the territory. Like when you're out there dating, when you're out there and you want a guy that's a millionaire, guess what? There's other women that want that guy too. And guess what? There's other women that are willing to be casual. And guess what? And I know that you women are like, well, I'll be loyal. I'm like, well, you know, when you're an average guy, you don't get this attention. You don't get this attention. And the men know it. And men know that women are throwing themselves at them. And women don't understand that. Because women think that men are, just the way men are throwing themselves at them, they think women throw themselves like that at guys. It's not that way. You got to be somebody. You got to be either a funny person, like a notoriously fun guy to be around. You got to be somebody with a lot of money. You got to be somebody that's really elite in shape, where you're just hot, attractive. You got to be somebody that has status. And you got to be somebody, or you got to be somebody that's safe, like makes them safe, like a cop or a military guy or like a professional fighter. Like women feel safe, like that's a turn on to them, right? Like, and usually with guys, it's a combination of those things. But that's, it's knowing what you want. And then if you want a relationship, then obviously you create a little bit of what I just said, like trying to get somebody that's slightly below because they will appreciate you and they're not going to let you go. And I just feel that women, like, they get caught up in this illusion, and now, and guys like me are like, I don't care, I'm out. I'm not going to deal with this. But why am I going to deal with this? Why am I going to put up with this? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, to me, it's like, I was telling somebody about this. Like, look, I'm at the end. Like, I got maybe 15 more years. 15, let's just say 20 more years of healthy, being able to walk around, being able to do things, right? And you have to, in a way, you have to understand that I'm not going to be prudish. I'm not going to be, I'm going to want to do things that I haven't done in life. Because when I'm in that deathbed, when I'm too old to walk, when I'm too old to get on a plane, when I'm too old to do anything, I don't want to look back and say, man, I didn't do these things. I should have tried that. I should have tried this. And there's people out there that think they're going to live forever. And that's fine. You can think that way and you can just be in your little conservative bubble. That's fine. I just know that I don't care at this point. Maybe when I was 20, when you're worried about your image and you're worried about being married, and you're worried about having a family, you want that image. I don't care right now. Like, I'm a good person. I'm a great person. If you know me, you know I'm a very giving, selfless person. I'm very loyal. I'm very committed. I'm very all these things. But I'm not, that doesn't mean that I should deprive myself to hold that honor. Like, if you want to be John Stark all day, Eddie Stark, you know, Eddie Stark died because he was too honorable. And I look back, I'm like, dude, I wouldn't have done any of that shit. I understand being honorable, and that's the way you want to be remembered. Good for you. No one's going to fucking remember me in 100 years. Okay. So it's like, I'm not worried about legacy. If you were, I'm a good dude. Anybody that listens to this knows that, hey, this guy's a little weird. He's out there. He's honest, man. And people that are honest sometimes are pegged as crazy. And I get it, because I'm not going to just tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to be respectful, but I'm going to say what I have to say. And I understand if it's not something that resonates with you, right? I mean, I'm on a long ass tangent today. I got shit. I have to fucking brain dump. But that's the reality, is that I'm not going to. And anybody, when you're getting up in age, man, just don't give a fuck. Just live life. Just do, get around people that have that same energy. Get around people that have that same type of thinking, and enjoy life, man. Enjoy experiences, because at the end, man, when we're all gone and we're in that deathbed and we're in that nursery home and we're being fed applesauce and getting our asses wiped, right? Because we're too old to do it, and we're stuck watching TV. You know, I don't want to not regret what I've done. You know, I want to be in peace. If I'm going to be walking dead in the nursery home, I actually want to be peaceful and know, hey, my time will come. I'm going to get going, but I'm going to enjoy this peace because I went out there and lived life. I lived it from a full spectrum, man. And I don't give a fuck what you think. And I, you know, and people, and that's okay. People are not built for that. Not everyone, people are more risk averse, and people are more worried about their legacy that no one fucking cares about. It's fucking hilarious to me. Like, we're not that important.
There's really two big mistakes in life. You know, the first one is caring about what other people think of you. The second one is thinking that other people think about you. for the most part, no one is thinking about you. The spotlight effect is this idea that we constantly overestimate the amount that other people are looking at or thinking about us. The reality is everyone's thinking about themselves. Everyone is selfish. No one is staring at you. So why not go do those embarrassing things that you're afraid of? No one is going to remember them. Maybe for a second they laugh and look, and then it's over. And what benefit do you gain from doing those? It's incredible.